The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We've been running this summer with the Dáil recess in action, but a general election looming. A series with our political correspondent Sean Defoe. He's been taking a deep dive every week into our political parties and what they actually stand for to help you understand who they are and what they might do were they to find themselves in government. Again, an election is coming, regardless of what those politicians say. So, Sean, so far we've had Sinn Féin and Fine Gael. Who are we looking at this week?
We are looking at Fianna Fáil. Fine Gael's partners in government, partners in crime, depending on your view.
Partners in policy? Could we just direct people to the podcast of last week's episode?
We possibly could. That was the hardest thing about all of these so far, has been putting Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil next to each other and saying, yeah, these are different.
Yeah.
Are they?
No, well, let's find out how different they are. So, with Fine Gael and with Sinn Féin, you went through kind of the big policy areas, starting with housing. So we'll start with housing again.
Yeah, so look, it's not going to be anything we haven't really seen before. There'll be a couple of smaller measures in there that will be Fianna Fáil only, maybe more focused on social housing or something like that. They're still workshopping that and trying to come up with it. But it will be, look, the messaging, we took over from Fine Gael, we took over this department, we sorted them out and sorted out their mess, and now things are going in the right direction. And similar to what Fine Gael would say, that you've got X amount coming every single week, and it will focus an awful lot on what the opposition are saying is incredible. It will not work. It will make the economy worse. So the big argument, and there was a really good spread a couple of weeks ago in the Mail on Sunday where Ona Brin set out all of his arguments on one page and Dara O'Brien on the other. Dara O'Brien actually called them Soviets. He basically called Sinn Féin, it's a communist idea. And the idea, people can listen to more detail in the Sinn Féin episode we did, you can podcast that. But the overall idea is that basically they will sell you an affordable home, but you won't own the land. And they take out all of the land costs and the servicing costs. And this means that you can deliver homes for less than €300,000. Now, Dara O'Brien's, the big attack from Fianna Fáil will be, this is not home ownership. Because you don't own the land, you don't really own the home, you're kind of renting it, because there's caps on how you can resell the home, it's not home ownership as we know it, whereas Fianna Fáil is dedicated and committed to home ownership. Now, when you put the two plans side by side, because Fianna Fáil's big contribution to housing over the last 4 years was the shared equity scheme. This idea that the government will give you a rake of money in order to meet the cost that you can't meet of the home, but in exchange they take a stake of it and eventually you have to pay interest on that or pay it off ultimately when you sell the home. So the plans, maybe I'm crazy, you could tell me on this. I don't think the plans are all that different in that either way the state pays for a massive wedge and has some sort of a lien on your home, either through equity you have to pay off or owning the land. So it's just a matter of which way do you do it.
I guess with the, what Fianna Fáil might say is that they are at least affording people the opportunity to be the outright owner at some stage, whereas you'll never get that with the Sinn Féin policy. Is that the difference that, as you said, you can pay off then the kind of the shared equity element and then you can do what you want. So you can sell your house then for three times the value you paid for it if that's where property rights go.
Yeah, that'll probably be the argument that they make. But you still, if your value, the value of your property goes up, the value of the government stake also goes up, is the contrary argument to that. Anyway, that's what
I'm not sure either. Is it like how credible is it or how wise is it to kind of to have an argument based on the premise that property prices might go up threefold?
Well, this is,
if your property prices go up three times, Sinn Féin won't let you profit off it.
What I think will become the argument.
Go up three times?
Well, this is it. What I think will become the argument is if you do the Sinn Féin model, it brings down overall house prices in the market. And though Fianna Fáil have never said it, I don't think that's what Fianna Fáil want, because then all the people who own houses have their prices going down and they're suddenly in negative equity and they're saying, come here, what actually happened?
Well, you did see that line of attack from them a number of months ago when there was a suggestion of the average house price being kind of 300 odd grand. Mary Lou had said it and immediately it was pounced on. That means if you have paid more than that, Mary Lou wants to bring down the price of your house.
Yeah.
She had to kind of roll back a bit and say, no, I wasn't talking about every house.
We were talking about affordable houses only, is what she said ultimately. So I think the argument will shift to, well, if you do it the Sinn Féin way, the overall prices will come down. That will be a drag on the economy and you'll lead to some sort of recession or depression, whereas the Fianna Fáil way will see prices booming. You can sell your house for whatever you like. But then obviously, if you're trying to get in a house, that means prices are going up and making
money. Right. What about health?
Yeah, Stephen Donnelly, again, we've talked in the last few weeks about how health, is there a win in it? I'm not sure there's a win in it. But he does have a couple of bits he can credibly point to as sort of legacy issues. The biggest one in my mind being the free IVF. That came in under a Fianna Fáil health minister. The scheme is flooded with applications by all accounts of people who are wanting to get access to that. And it was a really big step in Ireland for reproductive rights. And that it saves people thousands and thousands of euro if they have to go down that particular route. He's also going to target, very specifically say, well, these waiting lists are falling. While other parties will say, well, these waiting lists are rising. and talk about the extra investment that has gone into the health service, because it's been practically €1 billion a year has been added on to the health budget. Yet I'd say that's a double-edged sword too, because I don't think people would think.
Yeah, this is my kind of free advice slot and they can take it or leave it, but €1 billion here, €1 billion there, it's almost meaningless money to people in the context of budgets of upwards of €20 billion. And waiting lists, it's a little like the housing topic. You know what I mean? The numbers just bamboozle most people.
Yeah.
And the free IVF, it's a little like the free school book scheme. It's just a little thing, doesn't cost a massive amount of money, and it's kind of a tangible thing.
Mm.
And he'd be better off focused on that rather than kind of these outlandish claims he made here the last time I think he was on the show, when he said when he travels around the world, other health ministers tell him how jealous they are of the Irish system.
God, about.
John, my jaw is still bruised. It hit the floor so hard when he said it.
Well, no one wants to hear what you're talking about with other ministers, first of all. That's a big advice. You know, when they all say, well, I go to Europe now and they're very, very impressed with this. No, we don't. People don't care.
Yeah. Anyway, so that is going to be the focus on the health front. Good luck to them on that. Education. I mentioned the free school books. This is their portfolio as well in terms of Norma Foley. What are they going to say about education?
I'd say they'll hammer that home. You know, the free, again, one of those legacy pieces that you can genuinely look at. And very, very few ministers get them. Even like when I was running through all the different ministers for this and saying, well, what portfolio could possibly be a win? There's not really ones you can point to that say that's something that'll be remembered. But I think the free books will be, and it's possibly going to be extended in this budget. Next year, it's going up to junior cycle at secondary school. Wouldn't be shocked if you saw on the budget that's going to go all the way up to Leaving Cert. That's the obvious next step. And that's something you campaign on now and has made. Well, I think it's, I don't have kids. If you have kids.
Free school books is brilliant. Sorry, this turned into me kind of defending, well, giving free advice to Stephen Donnelly and now defending this. But it actually is. You know, Norma Foley, I you know, would have come in for a bit of criticism maybe around COVID and how that was managed from a school point of view and the communications from her department and from her. But on this front, there is kind of credit to be gained. I mean, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And then the free school meals as well, when you put that on top
but
of
that. That's an interesting one that you mentioned, right? Because Heather Humphreys will claim credit for that.
Oh, yeah, she will, actually.
From social welfare. But that's an interesting one, because actually when I've talked to principals in DESH schools, that they say they're actually very hard to implement them. Great idea in paper, but because no one has a dedicated canteen space, very few pieces do.
So it works basically like airline meals. You get these things, kind of meals on wheels in the back of a van. But
some people don't want them and eat them and they're messy and all that sort of stuff. But look,
kid's going to starve. No. I'll put it that way.
Well, yeah,
they'll eat eventually. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But this
idea that I have to make a little lunch now for Johnny because he doesn't like the free school meals. Johnny will eat the school meal eventually.
Yeah. Send Johnny in with
that. Yeah, exactly. Sorry, that sounds a bit unsympathetic.
only negative on that, I suppose, is what some of the bookshops who were making a rake of money off of the books have been saying, that some of them have actually had to close with that. So that's a bit of a knock on the business.
Yeah.
Things,
you know. Yeah, you find that one bookshop in town is absolutely flying it.
They've suddenly
got all the business. Anyway, what is going to be their USP, their unique selling point, how they pitch themselves?
I'm not sure Micheál Martin will want to stick this on a poster, but in my head, it's Fianna Fáil, better the divil you know.
Right.
And the argument is going to be, look, Sinn Féin will make us like Soviet Russia. Fine Gael can't be trusted on their own. You need us to put manners on them. And the Greens, look, don't get me started on the Greens and what they want to do. You know, if we weren't there, what the Greens would have done to rural Ireland. You know, it'll be that kind of stuff. Housing is getting better. You've got the IVF, you've got the free books, you've got all these incremental little things that you can point to. And as well as that, the sort of stability element of it. If you don't like, you know, Fine Gael over there, sure, they're the old posh boys. Sinn Féin are too mad, or they're on a downward curve, and the Greens won't help.
So they're not in a wink, and we'll sort you out.
The old Fianna Fáil.
The old Fianna Fáil, not in a wink, and we'll sort you out.
You want to be careful who you put in there now, you know, that kind of thing.
Right, Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent. Sean, thank you very much. Who are we looking at next week?
That is a good question. We are going to, again, now if I had a difficulty separating out Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, next week we're going to combining Labour and the Sock Dems. So, you know,
they won't like that. Some of them won't like that.
Some of them will love it. Some of them will be like, well, we should just merge the Social Democratic and Labour Party, as people have been joking about in Leinster House for 4 years.
Anyway, Sean, I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.